Hi, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and in today's video I want to talk to you about how the souls in purgatory and their suffering and the connection with fire. So you know that in different ways I've been asking God for the grace, kind of hesitantly, to feel what the souls in purgatory feel, and different saints throughout the ages have felt that. When I was asking that, I didn't really know what I was asking for or how he would answer. I do know this story about this holy religious brother who was praying a lot for the souls in purgatory. One appeared to him one time, and almost out of a sense of curiosity, he asked him to if he could feel just for a moment that pain. And the soul in purgatory warned him that he would die if he felt the intensity of it. So he just dropped a drop of that fire onto his skin, and it burned him so intensely that he was in pain for the next year and a half, and he actually ended up dying of it. So that is very serious. Well, just before my bicycle accident, I was praying for different things. I was actually praying very intensely. So I knew that that bicycle accident was connected to things that God wanted to do in my life, including that prayer request that I had. When I fell on the top of my head. And then the sensations that I felt immediately after, I would definitely describe as fire. Something happened to where when my spine bent or was crushed or whatever was it happened, it hit the nerves and it created this effect where I had the sense of burning in my arms and in my legs, and it was excruciating. It felt like inside of my skin, and it was paralyzing where I couldn't even move. It was very, very, very painful. Probably the most painful feeling I've ever had in my life. And I think God was letting me have, kind of through this this accident, something of what they experience. The pain lasted all the rest of the day, to where even when there was like wind blown on it or air conditioning passing on my arm or something like that, that it would just burn intensely and no one could even touch it. I would describe it as to people as almost like a third degree burn. That's exactly what it felt like. The technical term for it is called a paresthesis, something like that. And the only way they can control it is by giving me a lot of medications. I'm like on 4 or 5 painkillers. And when those begin to wear off, the pain is there. It's very, very intense. And I think that's just something for us to meditate on, that the suffering that they feel is real. When they talk about that analogy of fire, they're not kidding. It's really serious, and they feel it in them. And so think about that, and think about if you had a loved one, your wife or your husband or your daughter, if they were on fire, you know, would you say, hey, let me go to the bathroom, let me go make myself some food, let me go do this? No, you would drop whatever you were doing and you'd go and you would help them to alleviate that pain. You would do anything immediately, especially because someone that's on fire can't do anything for themselves, obviously, if you just think about what's happening to them. So in the same way, I want you to meditate on that reality. It was super painful. So it's very, I can't describe to you how painful it is. So please pray for them. Just a video kind of helping you meditate on that one aspect, the fire that they experience. Thank you for joining me. God bless you, and I'll see you in the next video.